I got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So, I'm doing this half before going to work, and I'll do the second half after I'm going to work. It's probably going to be me not drinking, and then trying to put everything I have to say and not be. So you'll hear me mad, pretty much. So, if I could name this podcast, it would be like, boo, tomato. Yes, because everywhere else, like on YouTube, I could name it. I can't name it here on TikTok. Instagram, not really, but yeah, I would name it, boo, tomato. Okay, I'm going to talk about, before I have to get out of here for work, and if you hear something, it's my AC in my car. It's hot, I hate summer, like I said before, it's too hot, it's too miserable. So if you hear something, if it sounds like I'm underwater, I'm not, it's my AC. And you just have to deal with this half being, making it sound like I'm underwater. Okay, anyway. So, let's talk a little bit more about movie night. I did talk about movie night a little bit, but there's some things that I forgot to mention. Okay, and also, for here on out, I'm going to be specific, alright? We have nicknames for some people that I'm going to use. Some people I'm going to use their actual names. I'm going to do it now, because I want to. I don't know these people. It doesn't really matter. I'm calling them these names. Alright. Tierra, I'm not calling you TT, I'm calling her Tierra. Plain base. Door. Never learned her actual name. So I'm gonna respect her and actually call her her real name. Tierra. I know everybody else is calling her TT, everywhere is calling her TT or another nickname. I'm calling her Tierra. That's number one. So I'm giving her respect, even though she needed to get out of my USA villa. I am not calling, forgot her name. There you go, I got it. Parmita, I'm calling her Parmita. I am not calling her Parmesan, like the cheese. I'm not doing that. I don't like her, too. She can get out of my USA villa as well. I'm going to actually call her Parmita. Alright. Corbin is ChatGPT. I know some people are calling him CorbinGPT. I know I'm calling him ChatGPT. Alright. Sincere is insincere. And KC is, I actually have a nickname for him. He's Dork. Because he keeps talking about a dang Dork. Someone mentioned they gave him a nickname, Door, and I'm like, I'll take it, I'll use it. His name is Door. From now on, he's Door. So if you hear Door, I'm talking about Casey. If you hear the word insincere, oh, that one's a given, it's sincere. And if you hear ChatGPT, that is Corbin. And then with Tierra is TT, whatever, I'm calling her by her real name, Tierra. Alright, now that we got that business under wraps and done, let's continue this short little stuff. Tierra, thank you for a little bit for having the size of the girls, and this is me saying a little bit, when the boys were like, you didn't know what happened. You didn't know this, that, and the other. And saying, yes, they did know because of having the girls back. They saw the video, this, that, and saying, yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's not what it was. Sorry. Sierra being like, Door and Insincere and ChatGPT were, and all the other boys were saying how Door liked, Tierra more, and Tierra made him sell and all that stuff. And I'm like, yes, thank you for doing that. What I hated you doing, Tierra, was like, oh, even if Anaya came back with a guy, they would still be mad. And the answer is yes. They would still be mad. They would still go this, that, and the other. And the answer to that is because they were jealous. Yeah, so Tierra was saying, oh, the girls would be mad because they're mad that Dora had a connection. No, Tierra, you're wrong. They're mad at Casey. And this is my issue with men, straight men that are watching this, and a lot of people that are straight men that are watching this and, like, Dora supporters. Okay. Yesterday, which was Wednesday, and then last Wednesday, I was happy there was no love violence. I'm a French Canadian. I was celebrating Canada Day yesterday. Last Wednesday, I was celebrating Quebec Day. Anyway, and I was happy when my team Canada, won. Straight men, go back watching FIFA, the game. You're not here. If you are, oh, like I said, the first time I saw a viewing party of Love Island USA, I had a straight man be backing up Insincere for all his bullshit. If you are going to watch the show with your girl or your friend, female friends, unless you are going to be like, yeah, see it, because I know your female friends talk to you about how shitty men are. So unless you're gonna be like, yeah, how Insincere did her was bad. Like, he is saying two things to one girl. But all I hear are these men. Like I said, this is gonna be short because I have to get going soon. Being like, yeah, good job, Insincere. Yep, that's how you do it. You say two things to both girls. You say the same thing to both girls. Yeah, and I have to yell at these men. Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, but that's how we do it. Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah. And then, again, with Dor, they're like, yeah, that's how we do it. It's like, so proud of that they are misleading and doing women bad, and also being like, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. It's that locker room talk. And then they'll be like, how is that disrespectful? Oh, well, calling girls names, grandma, I lift her up, we have nothing in common, belittling Anaya. That's what's disrespectful. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Go watch football. Go watch American football. Go watch actual football, which is what Americans say is soccer, which doesn't make any sense. Go watch baseball, whatever. Go watch that. This show is made for people that understand and can't, and will be like, are not like the boys in the villa that be like, yeah, we condone it. Because ChatGPT, Dor, and Insincere, whatever their dudes do, they're like, yeah, even though it's wrong. And they know it's wrong, they're like, yeah. Which is like Sierra's song, Man. And what she said, like, her if I was a man, my boy would say, I'm with them, but I'm not actually with them. I don't have the precise line in the song right now in front of me, but it's pretty much it. That's BS. If Dore treated Anaya with respect, either Anaya brought Carl back or not, they would not be like, boo! Like, to be honest, I think all three men should, wouldn't be like, boo, tomato, or to all these guys. You have to do it respectfully. Oh, and Dor, and ChatGPT, and Insincere. Do you not remember when Queen Megan Thee Stallion said, I'm going to say her name twice because she's amazing for this. I applaud her for that. Do you not remember what you did? Men, be more respectful. Meaning, the men were being disrespectful. And it's Insincere. Shut up. Your bad stuff is coming up next. And there's a part two, and why they weren't wealthy, because Insincere stuff was too much. They had to put it in two parts. Also, it wasn't a double standard. Dore did it disrespectfully in multiple ways that they put a collab in it. Second, Anaya did it respectfully, and she started exploring when she and all the girls started exploring once they saw the video of the heart rate challenge. And by the way, the girls and Queen Ari Automatic said, by the way, the girls got a live stream of the heart rate count. So they saw all of it. So for you guys to be like, well, you didn't know what fully happened. As a viewer, if the only thing I saw was the heart rate challenge, I saw, say, let's kick these girls on the side. I'm going to ask the fool. I'm going to disrespect this, that, and the other. All these locker room stuff. I would have did too, because you guys did that. You guys were being disrespectful. You were totally being disrespectful. And this is where I'm going to leave you guys right now because I have to head inside to clock in, like out of the garage and inside to clock in. But we will finish this later on. Oh, and one more thing before I go. There is no point, this is my opinion, that Kenzie should be in any of these clips or at all. I know she kissed multiple guys. The only time that she held the let's keep it a secret was with ChatGPT. But yes, she's been kissing multiple guys. But to be honest, she was the only one exploring. Without her, everybody else was locked in. Everybody else was like not exploring. Anyone. So I don't think, in my opinion, Kenzie should be there. I get it's probably to show her, oh, you're actually being lustful and kind of acting like how you said Gabe was when Gabe wasn't, and kind of like Insincere a little bit. But I don't think Kenzie's clip. The only girls that I think should be involved in those clips in the girl side are the cast of girls being super disrespectful to the Villa girl. And that's it for now. That's all I have to say. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye!
Okay, I'm back. Number one, the Dore should have titles, not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Because it would make sense. So, the girls opened the Dore. I thought it was a ChatGPT Dore. It wasn't. It ends up being the Dore that both ChatGPT and door are talking smack about the girls, aka the Villa girls or high school girls, and the Casa girls or college girls. And I'm like, if you're, A, that's rude and disrespectful, I don't know what that means. B, the Casa girls are more closer to 30. And then the Villa girls just got a college, so I don't know what that means. And they're not more mature, in my opinion. Okay, Tierra, to be like, no, that was not me, that was not me, that was Sydney, to the, I'm not scared of, Kenzie remark. I rewinded it twice. Yes, Tierra, you did not say it. You just asked the question, what about Kenzie? But Pramina is the one that said, no, it's not, I don't care about Kenzie in that voice, because the next clip, it showed Pramina talking, and she sounded the same way as the, I'm not scared of Kenzie. So it was Pramina. It wasn't Sydney. Stop. And Kenzie knows it wasn't Sydney. Well, it was probably Pramina, because it sounds like Pramina. So yeah, you guys are just ChatGPT, or you guys are just a-holes in general. So I'm gonna pause play and continue. Also, I'm sorry for the late post. Tierra, what is up with you in the biting your nail thing? I think it's all like, like funny. Not funny, but like sexy, or like, yeah, I did that. Or, yeah, we said that. Stop. It's not cute. It's giving mean girl. And that you're happy you guys said that. Why are you laughing? There's nothing funny about that. Yep, and Kenzie blocked it. She was like, oh, they were like, it was Sydney. No, Kenzie blocked it. It was Parmita that said that. But like, they're not stupid. Stop it. Can Parmita and Tierra get out of my USA villa? Please, thank you. Well, this irritates me. And it's the same thing with, like, half the people that watch Love Island this year. We don't care that you guys, dudes, frat boys made a new connection. What we care about is the disrespect. And all you guys have disrespected the girls. And again, Dora, you continue to disrespect Anaya, and then ChatGPT. You're disrespecting Kenzie. To the point where you're like, oh, I'm sorry I disrespected you. So you knew you disrespected her. So that's what made you say sorry. But I'll give ChatGPT this. At least he apologized, and no one had to force him to apologize. Or maybe because he saw it, he apologized. Whatever. Oh, surprise. I think it's because of everybody's sleeping here. I'm not yelling, or plus I'm tired, is how I'm like mellow in this and not yelling yet. I'm not gonna knock on wood, because I know at some I am gonna be kind of yelling soon. Because there's another part of instance here. Or like
whisper yelling or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Kenzie really quickly. I think this was a eye-opener for her to see how she moved. A little bit in how it wasn't fair to Caleb. And here's the thing. The guys and the girls are different. The girls are like, oh, Kenzie, this looks bad. Oh, girl, Kenzie. She took accountability. She apologized. No one told her to apologize or to take accountability. The girls are like, Kenzie, we love you, but still, you did wrong. Unlike the boys. The boys are like, oh, they didn't do anything wrong. Which is a big difference. The girls back each other up, but when they do something wrong, they say, girl, you did something wrong. The boys do something wrong, they back each other up, and they all pretend nothing happened. For example, let's go back. Remember when the guys were talking smack about Anaya and saying that, and were saying how Dor was like, Tyr is better, this and that, Anaya never did this, that, and the other. And the boys were like, no, we never said that. We never said that. We never, like, deny. What I see in this season is the girls will have each other's back, but they will be like, girl, you did this wrong. While the boys will be like, deny. Have their friends back, but won't have them take accountability. Where the girls will have each other's back, but will also give each other accountability, which the girls are better. They do it the better way. Which also shows me is, if any of these guys cheat on their girlfriends, they will cover it up for them, which is not great. They wouldn't have that friend accountable. If you hear snoring, that is my son, Pat, who's a dog. So, that's the snoring, if you hear snoring. But I think it was eye-opening to her in general. But the comment that I saw in the preview about her being like insincere, I don't think she's being like insincere. I think she didn't want to hurt Caleb's feelings, but hurt his feelings anyway. So, and I think overall, the connection she had, I feel like ChatGPT, the ending of her and ChatGPT hurt her the most. And that, yes, she's over it, but not completely. Especially since she did have the conversation with him. I was thinking before, like, maybe production got her to talk to Corbin, but I think she was like, a little piece of her wanted to hear him out. And here's the thing about Sagittarius is, when they're done, they're done. If they have like a little percentage of that they still like you, the door is a little bit open. Okay, let's talk about Zach right there. Being like, I told him what? Told Dylan what? Oh, that she just kisses people? Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. about myself. For me, I also, maybe it's just on Sagittarius, or maybe just me and Kenzie, but it's fine, whatever. For me personally, I don't take kisses so seriously when you're dating someone. Let me emphasize this. I'm not saying cheating is okay or I can do cheating. I don't. Cheating is wrong. If I am dislike, if you're single and I'm single and it's like New Year's Eve or we're at a club, bar, you see a cute guy at a concert, festival, one of those Bop to the Top concert tours, etc., stuff like that, restaurant, whatever. I don't take kissing when both parties are single that serious. Like Kenzie, I agree with her. Like, it's kind of like a handshake. I don't take it like super serious, but I don't make out with people. I just kiss, like a peck, a normal kiss, and then move on. But I don't take like it so serious, because I know some people take kissing serious, meaning, oh, I won't kiss anyone until like we're official or we're exclusive. For me, I would kiss anyone on a first date. So for me, like, kissing isn't, for me, serious. I know for some people it is. For me, having sex with someone is serious, so that, I won't do that unless you are my boyfriend. So like Kenzie said, either last episode or the episode before, for her, kissing is like a handshake. For me, it is also, but I don't make out with dudes. Like, if, for example, like, if I'm at a bar or a club, like, any of the topics I talked about before, and a guy was like, do you want to kiss? I'd be like, yeah, sure. I've done that multiple times, as a single girl. A guy asked if I thought he was cute. And he was like, is it okay if I kiss you? I would be like, yeah. Have a quick kiss. Move on. Like a handshake. So, some of us don't, if you're single, take kissing serious as that serious. And some of us take it like a handshake. You meet someone, you give them a meeting, you give them a handshake. So, I think that this is, it was important for Kenzie to see this, to, if she's ever in a situation where multiple guys like her, to be more transparent in her feelings. Because, yes, it will hurt their feelings, but it's better for them to know. So, like Caleb said, he could have explored other people. But, other than that, and I guess, like, that's what the clip was shown. Right. And if there's other Kenzie clips, is to show her how she was doing things. But, like I said, there were more important clips to be shown. That how the guys are being assholes and disrespectful than what Kenzie was doing. My opinion, and I don't care if you guys think it's biased, this is my opinion. My opinions are always biased. Okay, Zach, what is your issue with Kenzie? Because you're always like, oh, of course you would do this, of course,
hey, you're no better. Not that, like, Zach's kissing multiple girls. But your friend, insincere, has done way worse, but you have a pass at it. Because it's, see, this is what I think. I think, you remember when insincere and the other boys were like, double standard, it's the last episode? The men are doing a double standard. It's okay if insincere do it. It's okay if a man does it. But if a woman does it, it's double standard. That's BS. In my opinion, here's me getting angry. That's BS. That is complete and utter BS. I'm also trying not to wake up my poor baby, Pepette. So I'm angry. No, I'm angry. And I would be yelling right now. But I care about my child and him sleeping. And I'm a night owl, so I'm doing this at 2 o'clock. I say 200 hours, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm trying to not wake him up and him being like, Mom, look at me and be like, Mom, I'm sleeping. Because I am a dog mom and my children sleep in the bed with me. So I'm trying to not be as loud as possible. They're allowed on the bed. Anyway, like I was saying, insincere does way worse. And you saw the clips. You might have been shocked because you're like, oh, he's been like, he's that bad. But you didn't call out insincere for anything. Like, you could have been shocked, but nah. I'm hoping the next clip of insincere you say something. Because Zach, if you do not say shit and you're quiet, then it 100% confirms that you met a hypocrite. You boys can do it, but the girls can't. And I remember Zach being like, oh yeah, that makes me a hypocrite because I'm okay if I do it, but if Kata does it, I have an issue with. Okay. Alright. So for me, the real hypocrites are the men, because hello, you don't keep each other accountable. Even the girls, when Kenzie was saying sorry, she was, they were like, and then she paused for a second. Kenzie would say something, and the girls would be like, Kenzie, that was wrong. And she was like, yeah, I know what I did was wrong. And then she would continue talking, and then she was like, Kenzie, you know he didn't deserve that. And she was like, yeah, talk about this. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like eye-opening or something, which is what girls do. The boys, and what I've learned a lot with guys, one thing from the show is a lot of them are red pills. That if you haven't seen the red pill thing, it's how they're very male-forward and they want women to do what they say, what they want. It's kind of like how in the old time, the only, like, very old time when women didn't have equal rights and they had to listen to whatever men had to say and had no opinion, pretty much, just to do what the guy tells them to do. So, anyway, I'm not mad at Kenzie. Kenzie's the only one that actually was exploring. Like I said earlier, the guys have done way worse. But also, I wish they had names. And Dylan, I believe she will stop exploring with you if she really likes you.
And plus, I heard somewhere it's close to the ending days. This season, and this is why I said, oh, it's already Tasa? Oh, it's already ending days? It doesn't feel like it. It feels like we are way earlier in the season than we are. Because number one, no one explored. That's why I was like, Kenzie did the exploring for everybody else. And also, Kenzie, like she said before, she's never dated two guys at once. I haven't either. I still haven't. And it was difficult for her to juggle both and to be completely honest with both of them. So, I'm going to give her grace. Dylan, I understand and that you were sad and you were crying. I love when men show emotion. That's great. More men should show emotion. But at the same time, why are you... It's okay if you're sad and upset, but how are you crying over someone you met 3 days ago? And this also goes back to what I said about with Tierra and Parmita. How are you guys acting like girlfriend wives, giving wifey and girlfriend material, backing these dudes that you only knew for like ChatGPT and Dwarf for 5 days, and I think like you are their mom, their sister, a significant other of theirs, or a friend. You don't know them that long. Like, I know it's different in there than it is in the real world, but I feel like even there, like, I wouldn't go in the show. I don't like bugs. I hate the summer times. It's too hot for me. But even if I was in there, which would be a low percentage, plus I'm 30, yes, I can like someone, but like, for example, like when I was in high school and I had a crush on a guy, 3 days in, like if he would have told me, oh, I'm not interested, for example, I wouldn't be crying about it. Or like younger, I wouldn't be crying about it. Or I got broken up with 3 days in, I wouldn't cry about it because I don't really know him. And I know they go in deep conversations and stuff like that, but still, I don't really know the person, so I wouldn't cry about it. Even if we talked alone, like, for example, I've talked to guys like for 3 days and knew a lot about them. Like, for example, my ex, long distance, talked to him and knew a lot about him. Like, the Islanders know about each other in 3 days, right? If, like, after those 3 days, we ended things, that's not what happened. We lasted longer than 3 days. Like, we lasted a couple months. If we ended 3 days in, I wouldn't be, like, sad and devastated. Like, really, really sad about it and crying and everything. It's, like, after those months together and those moments that we had with each other that built up over time is what made me sad and cry about it when we ended things. If that makes sense. So I didn't understand sadness. He might be like an easy crier. I am an easy crier when if someone dies in a movie
or a dog dies in a movie, I cry. Les Miserables, because it's a really sad musical and everybody dies in it, I cry the whole time. But like, I don't know what the difference is. Made Dylan cry other than knowing that she kissed someone else. So like I said, I've never been in their situations, so like in on a show like this, so I don't get to crying after knowing someone for 3 days. But I get it's heightened emotions, just because I don't get it. And again, I am not in the show. I'm not diminishing his feelings and diminishing his sadness. They're valid. But that was the thing that I was like, okay. 3 days. But I get it. But here's the thing. Do not talk to the OG boys about Kenzie. Because I feel like all the OG boys, except for Bryce, have issues with the OG girls and are not transparent and dishonest with the OG girls. So I wouldn't listen to them. They have some weird pack thing going on that I don't like. Something I also thought was very interesting and that I got wrong is when they flip the coin. And you know how one side says girls, one side is boys. I thought originally that when it flipped on, like for example, boys, it would be all the boys' horrible clip. And it's actually, if it flips on girls, that means the girls' pick. And if it flips on the boys, it's the boys' pick. I think it should have been like it's whatever flips, it would be the boys' bad stuff, but I guess like the girls don't have a lot of bad stuff, so they did it like that. And we're back to Insincere. I know the clip started with Melanie kissing Corey, but I think we're gonna do the handshake one. I'm saying this like I can just not. I'm really tired. I can't get words together. I'm acting like there's not more left in the footage, but like a lot of people have been saying, Insincere has done so much that they had to do a part two. So we're back with Insincere, and I'll be back with you guys in a second. You see, guys, here's my point, and I'm gonna say this again: how the guys are hypocritical. The guys see Insincere doing BS, or see ChatGPT doing BS, or see Dor doing BS, or Zai doing BS. Okay, just naming a couple guys, and they sit here like this. They're just watching, having their hands on their chin, studying, seeing what happened. The mask, they would say, oh shit, that's bad. They don't go to that person and be like, dude, that's bad. The most ChatGPT has done was like, ChatGPT said to Dora last episode, when he kissed, when Dora kissed Sydney, was like, did Tierra know about this? He was like, yeah, Tierra knew about this. That's it. Other than that, they're all silent, watching. And saying, oh, this is bad. While the girls are like, Kenz, this is bad. Kenz, why did you do that? Girlfriend. Kenz, he was good to you. Kenz, girl. And talking to her, being like, why'd you do that? You know that was bad. Yeah, and then she would be like, yeah, I know. I feel terrible. You know what I mean? Accountability on both sides. And like, actually sorry for it. All the boys are like, in their head, the girls deserve it. Or boys will be boys. And just be like, oh, that this was bad. As like us watching, oh, this is bad. Exactly. The boys are the real two-faced, double standard hypocrites. Oh, yes. Because I forgot to mention this while we were in CASA. Amora, what do you mean, is this connection serving you? Girl, you're not an object. You are not here for a man. Okay? No. Your purpose is not for a man, okay? If a man adds to your life, then he does, okay? What do you mean, what purpose does our connection have purpose to you? This sounds like some red pill ideologically. Oh yeah, women have a purpose for us. Yeah, it's like, no. No. You're more valuable than that. You have more value. Stop listening to these assholes. Right now, I just saw ChatGPT shake his head with insincere, but my issue is they don't say anything to him. They're not like, bro, nothing. All they do is shake their head, be like, oh, this looks bad. Like, and this is boys for you, okay? They don't take accountability. Their boys don't take accountability. They continue to lie. Even though they know what their boy did is wrong, they won't admit that it's wrong. They'll go along with the lie and just say, and then maybe in private be like, you know what you did was terrible. No, that's not being a good friend. That's not helping. No, that's not being accountable. While girls right there and there will say, girl, you did that wrong. And then, like Kenzie, before the girl said anything, she was like, yeah, how I handled this was bad. I don't even think Insincere thinks that. I think Insincere just thinks he's watching a movie and thinks it's old clips. Another side note, I love Melanie and Anaya's friendship. A lot of people have said that since last episode. I love how Anaya holds Melanie's hand. I was like, can I have your hand? And the girls, all of the four, Melanie, Anaya, Kata, and Trinity, and then I'm gonna add plus Kenzie, are always there for each other. And I hope they're friends way after this show. And this reminds me of season 6 with Serena, Janae, and Leah and their friendships, like, they got into arguments and fought, but they still remained friends and came together and everything like that. Those are true friends and hold each other accountable, like these girls do. Love it. I also saw that the cast of girls do the same thing as well. Pramita, Tierra, and Jaden. Like, they hold each other's hands as well, so they have a close bond as well. Oh, wait. I missed one. Jada, Bernita, Tierra, and Amora. I see them holding each other's hands too. So the Casa girls and the Villa girls, they have a really good friendship. Yeah, Insincere, that was recent. I agree. Being chosen is not a prize. Just, he comes back to you at night, that's not a prize. What is a prize is respect and loyalty. Bryce is the only mature one here, and he understands what Melanie is saying and everything. Being chosen is not the prize. Being told the truth, having your partner being loyal to you, and being respected is what the real thing that everybody wants. Insincere, you made Melanie look crazy for no reason. Melanie, you're not crazy. We love you. And you don't deserve this. Look at Insincere backpedaling. Oh my gosh. I hope she yells at you again, Insincere. Okay, here's another thing. None of the men beside Bryce has said something. They all are silent. Nothing. Guess all what Insincere did? They probably disagree with what he did. They don't say nothing. They don't even say Insincere did bad. Bryce did. Bryce has said how he moved was disrespectful and bad. How he did this was disrespectful and bad. Technically, because when I started, when I was going to watch this episode, it was going to be the 2nd of July. Now it's the 3rd of July. Bryce is now officially 30. He was 20 when I entering it. Maybe, I think it's because Bryce's frontal lobe is formed and he is 30. Again, not all 30-year-olds act like this. Some 30-year-olds still act like Insincere, ChatGPT, and Dore. But Bryce is very mature and he's a good guy. I like Bryce. He's the only guy that can say in my USA villa. Here's the thing that I hate that both Insincere and Zach said. They both said they didn't start exploring until like a couple days in because they said they had to give Casa these full experience. That is BS. That is complete and utter BS, okay? Insincere, ChatGPT, Dore, and Zach. I'm making sure I said all of them. Yes. Automatically went to explore the first day of the Heartweight Challenge. The only person that, like, took some time to explore and then after that one day of exploring went back was Bryce. So all of you were exploring. So you two, particularly, Zach and insincere, saying that you took some days back and then you forced yourself to explore, is utter BS. Because it's not true. Zach, you, after having sex with Kato for the first time, were talking about what if another bombshell came in and you wanted to continue to explore. AKA disrespectful. Insincere, you just wanted to keep playing games with Melanie. Stop. I hate that these men continue to lie to Kate, to these women, especially to Kata and Melanie. Okay, to end movie night, if this is not the end of movie night, then I'll come back. But to end movie night, where was the ChatGPT clips of himself? Because we've got singular door, we've got singular insincere, singular Zach. We did not get singular ChatGPT. We've gotten some of the guys together. But like, come on. This is what I'm saying. The more, yes, continue to see how she needs to approve for like, and how she treated the like dating multiple guys. I understand that. But that shouldn't have been one of the clips. It should have been a ChatGPT one. Come on now. There's more stuff that should have been shown about ChatGPT. There wasn't one by himself. There was one with KC. Like, come on now. And one with SNC. Like, he needed, he has his one by himself, which should have been shown. More of that should have been shown. That's the only thing I'm disappointed in. So instead of Kenzie, it should have been that, in my opinion. But yeah, that's what I have left. And if this is it for now, I'm just gonna do my ending. And if I have more, I'll say I have more and put it in with this. If not, that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Okay, I'm back. I'm gonna say some things. Melanie, dump him in the recoupling. Let's let him go home or something. Because girl, you don't deserve this. I know you didn't know everything to its end. Now you know everything. So now the advice I have for you of what to do is leave him. Also, I love your outfit. It reminds me of Jasmine. Love the outfit. Again, this is why I keep saying the boys are hypocrites. Two-Face. Everything that they said the girls were, they are. Because how is ChatGPT saying, we all fucked up. Sincere. You're gonna have to sleep in slow tide tonight.
What?
I'm whispering, shouting. So you're not gonna keep him accountable. You're not gonna do what the girl said tonight. Kenzie, that wasn't right. That wasn't okay. I have not at all heard any of the boys say, that wasn't right, that was okay.
Actually, the only boy, let me retry. The only boy that has said,
equivalent to what the girls did with Kenzie, with, that's not right, that's not okay, Kenzie,
you know, he right, was Bryce. All the other guys is like, oh, we all fucked up. Dude, you have to sleep in the soul ties tonight. I'm done. Can you get them all, can you kick all the boys out? Except for Bryce. Kick all the boys out of my villa. Of my Lego USA villa. Except for Bryce. Because what the fuck is that? Oh my gosh. Like, that's not even, like, okay at all. It's like ride or die, but in a bad way. Like, you don't even keep him accountable for the bad things. You're like, oh, if you do something bad to a girl, it is what it is. Huh? She'll forgive you, like she always did. She knows it now. Now she'll just keep oh, I hate these suits. Alright, let's keep going now. So I'm just gonna do probably the whole entire episode, maybe. Not Anaya apologizing to Dor for standing up in his face. He deserved that. Anaya, he deserved that. I've never done that. But I'm saying he deserved that. To be honest, I wouldn't have to Dor. I wouldn't have apologized for doing that. To Insincere, I wouldn't have apologized for doing that. For ChatGPT, I wouldn't have apologized for doing that. Because they deserve it. If you deserve it, I'm apologizing for it because I meant it. Right. If something like triggered me or anything like that, then yeah, I would come back after I cool down and apologize, and I would apologize multiple times, and then after that day I would apologize again. That means I mean it. If I come back and someone has to force me to apologize, and then even if like someone told me I had to apologize, if I don't come back a couple days later, a month later, and I re-apologize to make sure we're okay, I meant that. Like I said, I have every sorry, I'm tired, guys. I'm glad I'm doing this because I feel like if I wasn't doing this podcast and just watching this, I would fall asleep after movie night. Because I have done that before, being very, very tired. And if the a lot of the early Love Island episodes were very boring, I fell asleep. So, because I was so tired of it, it doesn't work. Number one, unless I'm asked to apologize when I do not want to, and I will apologize every time and say sorry, and never apologize after that. So it's a big apology, but if there's times, like I said, the only person, I'll just be specific, the only person that I gave a fake apology, and I only gave a fake apology, was to keep the peace of the household, was my dad, because I disagreed with something he said. And then that led to like an argument, and I was like, "You're being a jerk about it, right?" And he thought that was disrespect. He said that was disrespectful for me calling him. of a jerk. I meant that he was being a jerk about. And I apologize. Did I mean that apology? No, because he was being a jerk about it. And I said it that way, that he was being a jerk about it. And because I said he was being a jerk about it, he called me a name. Did he apologize for calling me that name? No. I apologize for calling him a jerk, even though I still, to this day, think he was being a jerk. But every other, like, argument, like, I did lash out to someone by accident, and it wasn't because of them, it's because of the, it was a consequence for being, of what happened with my dad, and I was in a correct mindset, and I lashed out at that person, and I apologized, to that person multiple times after that. So, like I said, if I apologize 99% of the time, I mean it. Here's the thing. If the apology is for my dad, it's 50-50 if it's genuine or not. So it depends on the person. If the dad, or if it's a jerk, when I'm like, slow down, you jerk, or something like that, then it's more, I don't actually like it. But, like I said, 99%, my apologies, I mean it. But like I said, well, like, every insult that I've said about insincere ChatGPT andor, I mean it. And I'm not apologizing for that. And if my dad walked in and heard me say all that, I'm like, oh, I would say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I wouldn't mean it. You get what I mean? But this is what I mean. Like what I'm saying about these, they did not deserve an apology. For me, if I was told that I had to apologize, it would have been to those three men, it would have been a fake one. And what I'm, and the thing is, the thing I will give ChatGPT, he does apologize. But a lot of dudes don't apologize when they're actually in the fault. Like I said, Kenzie is better than all the other guys. Because Kenzie acknowledged what she did and felt bad and apologized. And even Anaya said that. She did what was right. While the other guys do not apologize. I think. And also, Dor saying, oh yeah, I did do wrong to Anaya in the confessional. And that to her face proves my point. Kata, you saying it's weird that he kissed Alana three times and then he had to keep testing it is weird. You're valid, girl. You're valid. You're not going crazy. I 100% think Zach would have brought her back. But because she got sent home, he didn't. He's also lying to you. And I don't like Zach's nickname that everybody has. It's like Fish and Chips because he's British. No. We need a better, if we're going to drag him and have a nickname for him, it needs to be something better than that. Kata, you should let him sleep in soul ties with insincere. Girl, no. You're giving him too much access. No. You're mad, and you being mad is valid. Him and insincere should be sleeping in soul ties. Sorry. Let me be specific. Zach and insincere should be sleeping in soul ties. Okay. Here's another thing. Because Kenzie's sad. You can tell that someone is genuinely upset or with, like, what they did and for hurting people. But how Kenzie is. Because right after she watched everything, or during while she was watching everything, she felt sad for hurting these men. And even with Dylan. And she saw Dylan crying and visibly upset. She felt really bad about it. You could tell by her face was under her position and everything. Like, she doesn't actually want to hurt anyone. She's not used to dating multiple people. And this is another thing. I don't think people should be dating multiple people anyway. Because someone's going to get hurt. You're going to leave things out. This is what happens when you date multiple people. It's hard. You might call somebody without the wrong name. That's why, like, me specifically, I date one person if it's not going well.
It ends. Pardon me.
It ends, and I move on to the next.
Dylan, I agree. I don't think she's doing it on purpose.
And here's the thing about me in general. Like I said, there's not a lot of people that I like in this season. So for me, I wouldn't be doing what Kenzie's doing. But if, like, there has been some season that I liked more than one guy, so I would probably be doing what Kenzie's doing, but not on purpose. And it'd be hard for me to, especially if I'm feeling both of them, which is why I'm, like, empathetic of Kenzie and sympathetic of Kenzie, is if you do like both of them, even if one you might like more, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, and you don't want to be like this, that, and the other part of me. But yeah, I don't think Kenzie did this to me or anything. It wasn't out of malice at all. I agree with Trinity. At least ChatGPT owned up to his stuff. So we'll forgive, but not forget what we have to do. Also, I love Anaya and Carl. I'm happy for Anaya.
I love all the kids here.
How Anaya.
All over him. Loved all that. Sorry for the long one, my friends. I'm gonna stop the ear. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.